Australia's consumer watchdog has today accused state governments of price gouging. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says the states have been focused on making as much money as possible from their energy businesses at the cost of their citizens. Chairman Rod Sims says governments have been increasing power prices with no regard to making it affordable. From Canberra, Eliza Borello reports.
It's not your imagination. Power prices have gone through the roof over the past decade. In fact, according to the consumer watchdog, they've likely more than doubled, and that's after inflation.
It's happened because a whole lot of policy changes have been made and people have really had no regard to the affordability of electricity.
The ACCC chairman, Rod Sims, is running an inquiry into energy affordability, and in his first public comments about it so far, he's put a fair amount of blame on the states.
About 10 years ago, they deregulated or very much loosened the regulation of the monopoly poles and wires businesses. There was an increase in reliability standards, which I don't think was necessary. That pushed up the cost of the poles and wires, and that's 50% of your bill. That almost doubled the poles and wires costs alone.
Rod Sims says green schemes, which paid people with solar panels for the energy they collected and used in their own homes, haven't helped either.
They just didn't have a focus on affordability. The generosity was just to the point of absurdness, and that's paid for by people who don't have solar panels.
He says he's heard of crippling cases of bill shock.
Companies coming off contracts that they've been on for 3 or 4 years and then finding they're almost getting a 50 to 80% increase in their cost of electricity. And those companies, for example, if their electricity cost is 5% of their bill and it goes up by 50 to 80%, that can wipe out their profits, potentially putting them out of business.
And as he conceded to AM Sabra Lane this morning, he will call it price gouging.
I think there's been too much focus on state governments maximising the revenue from their energy businesses and not giving a thought to affordability.
They've price gouged their citizens, that's what you're saying.
I think I am. I'm afraid I am, yes.
The Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, says the states and power companies should count themselves as on notice.
I won't stand by and let energy retailers and rogue state governments take advantage of Australian families by seeking to play the energy market and pull the wool over their eyes and play the system. In Queensland, around 65% of the energy supply is state-owned, and those companies have routinely exploited their market power to push electricity prices higher.
And he's mocked South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill's deal with Tesla boss Elon Musk for the company to build the world's largest lithium-ion battery in the state.
30,000 Australian households, 30,000 South Australian households could not get through watching one episode of Australia's Ninja Warrior with this big battery. So let's not pretend it's a solution. We'll take it, but it's not solving the problem. What we need to do is address the big picture, the big structural energy issues. There was a terrible experiment here in South Australia, a shocking experiment, and we all saw where it ended. And we are now working as a national government, working with the states and territories to turn this around.
The ACCC is expected to deliver a preliminary report on electricity prices by the end of September, with a final one due mid-next year.
And that report from Eliza Borello. For more on the Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison's criticism of his deal with Tesla boss Elon Musk, Eliza Borello has been speaking to the South Australian Premier, Jay Weatherill.
It's strange he would do that because the Prime Minister almost pulled a hamstring getting to the phone to ring Elon Musk after he rang me proposing the world's biggest battery. So he's out of step with his own Prime Minister. But on a more serious level, it demonstrates his lack of the grasp of where the future of energy is going. Renewable energy is the future. The big game changer is storage and grid-level storage, represented by the world's biggest battery, which will be built in this country, is something that he should be proud of on behalf of all Australians. And the fact that it's in South Australia and that he's chosen to mock it demonstrates that he's more interested in playing politics than he is about global leadership in responding to energy.
On the issue of electricity prices generally, we heard from Rod Sims, the ACCC chairman, this morning, and he has aimed a lot of the blame for rising power prices on the states, accusing the states of price gouging. Is that fair?
Well, for those states that own their own energy systems, I suppose that's fair, but most states don't now. They've been privatised some time ago. But the real question is that large power companies are exercising monopoly power, and that's what his concern is. And we agree with that analysis. If you have a small number of suppliers of any product, you're going to put market power in their hands. And that's essentially what's happened in the energy system. Well, what we have is about 5,000 megawatts of installed capacity that's been removed over the last 5 or so years, with all the coal-fired power stations essentially closing down. And because there's been no national coherent framework which integrates climate change policy and energy policy existing at a national level, nobody's going to make these 20 to 30-year investments in new generation. So essentially you get power concentrated in a few hands, and they use that power to gouge customers.
That's the South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill speaking there with Eliza Borello.